You have your Bibles. We're going to start this morning, Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 36. And then read a few verses from there, and then we'll skip back to Mark chapter 11. The day is, as most will know, typically called Palm Sunday, but I've got something that, man, God was just really dealing with me with this week when I was studying it. So tying a couple stories together, but ultimately revealing that Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. So Luke chapter 7, verse 36 says, "Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.'" I go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 1. "Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and he said to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here.' So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of them who stood there said to them, 'What are you doing loosing the colt?' And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so that they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" Most gracious Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time this morning. God, I thank you just for what you do. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And I know without your Holy Spirit, I can't do this, that it's not even worth trying to do in my own strength. So Lord, I pray that you just bless this message. Let me preach it the way that you've given it to me, the way that you intended to go forth, God. And may it be a blessing, God. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message this morning is called "Break the Box, Roll Out the Red Carpet, The King is Here." So the woman in Luke chapter 7, she breaks the alabaster box. And I said, "Alabaster, it sounds like a cool name. What is that?" He said, "Alabaster is a soft stone that is carved and it's made beautiful on the outside. But its best quality is that it preserves and protects the quality of whatever is on the inside of it." Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:7, he said, We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency might be of God and not of man. That what's on the inside is much more important than what is on the outside. I also learned when studying about alabaster is that while it protects what's on the inside, it's kind of porous. So if someone is close to you and you have the alabaster box with the perfume inside, you can softly smell the scent of it seeping out. While it's protected, it still lets the scent out. Ain't that just like us? That we have a treasure of God on the inside of us, but when people get close to us, do they smell the fragrance of His goodness coming out of us? Do they see His love exuding from us? Or are we locked up and we never let it show? The woman with the alabaster box, it always like makes me so emotional because everybody else is sitting at the table and they think that they're equal with Jesus and they think that they're on the same level as Jesus and they think that they're worthy to be sitting there rubbing elbows with Jesus. But the woman knows who she is. The woman knows that she has been a sinner. The woman knows what she's been through. The woman knows what she's done. But she still comes in and she pours out her very best for the master because what everyone else saw in her, they saw the sin, they saw her past. Jesus saw who she was. He saw the treasure inside of her. And she came and it says that she broke the alabaster box. That she could have just put a dab on him and that would have done. But she was so humbled in his presence. She was so enamored in his presence that she broke it and poured it all out. How many times? I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself too. How many times do I just go through the same motions? Of, let me read a scripture. Oh, I hope I feel you today, God. Let me say a quick prayer. Oh, I hope that I feel your presence today. But when's the last time that I said, God, I'm pouring it all out. I'm giving it all to you. I'm pouring my very, very best out. I'm pouring my very, very best out. And you may ask, well, how does that and the triumphal entry weave together? Well, it said, when he was coming through, it said, some people took off their clothes and laid their clothes on the ground, while some people just went and got a branch and laid it down. You know, it wasn't like it is today. I was telling my mom, when I was telling her about this sermon, I said, I can go in my closet. I said, I've got 30 button-up shirts. I've got probably another 10 or 15 polo shirts. I can go and I have jackets and I have blazers and I have all these nice things. I said, but back then, they might have just had one cloak. They might have just had one outer garment. But they said, there's somebody coming that is worth me laying my very best down, worth me giving my very best, worth me laying my very best down. So when the king comes through, he's standing on my very best. Because at the end of the day, all our trophies will be laid down in His presence. Our very best will be laid down in His presence when we get in His presence. I don't want to be a branch layer. I want to take my very best off. I love this jacket. It took me forever to find this jacket because my brother-in-law has one and I really liked it. And so when I saw his, it took me forever to find one just like it, but I love it. But I love Him more. And He's more worthy for me to throw down my very best. To take off what I think makes me, what I think makes me, and know that what really makes me is the God on the inside of me. The one who died to save my life. The one who gave His all so that I could live. That's what it's all about. When the woman, she broke the alabaster box, Judas Iscariot got mad and said, you could have sold that for 300 denarii, which one denar was a day's work. So for about a year's wages, you could have sold that and it could have been given to the poor. But I love Jesus. He said, the poor is with you always. He said, I'm only with you for a short time. He said, what this woman has done will be talked about till the end of time. And it's one of the stories of Jesus. One of the things that is in all four Gospels. She did this. He hadn't even went to the cross yet. He hadn't even paid the ultimate price yet. He hadn't even paid the ultimate sacrifice yet. The people threw their clothes on the ground. They put their clothes on the donkey so he could ride comfortably. They threw their clothes on the ground because he was too majestic to just be walking on dirt, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they recognized something in him, the ones that threw their clothes down, that this isn't ordinary. This is extraordinary. We don't understand why we're doing it, but there's something on the inside compelling us to lay it down, to put our very best down, because the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The people said, Jesus. They reasoned among themselves, said, well, if they knew what manner of woman this was, he wouldn't let her touch him. Then he looks at him, because Jesus, he knows all things. He looks at Simon. He says, Simon, I got a question for you. He said, there was these two men that they owed a debt. One owed the man 50, the other owed him 500. And he said, the debtor forgave them both. Which one would be the happiest? He said, well, the one that was forgiven the most. He said, you've answered correctly. He said, she loves much because she's been forgiven much. She poured it all out because when she walked in the room, Jesus didn't look at her the way other people looked at her. Jesus didn't treat her the way other people treated her. Jesus didn't say, sinner woman, go sit in the corner till it's time for us to call on you and we need you. No, he let her come right on in. And that's what he wants from us. Not to just sit in the corner, but to just come right on in. And he said, I tell you, he said, this woman came in. He said, you didn't even give me water to wash my hand. He said, but she has not stopped washing my feet with her tears. He said, I tell you this, she dried them with her hair. He said, you didn't even anoint my head with oil or greet me with a kiss. He said, but she anointed me, my whole body, my feet with this fragrant oil. He said, and she has not stopped kissing my feet. When's the last time that we fell down at the feet of Jesus and poured out our very best worship? When is the last time that we stripped ourselves down, that we took off all the outside layers, that we took off all the heaviness, and we just laid down at his feet and began to tell him, God, you're worthy. You're worthy of my very best. You're worthy of my best praise. You're worthy of my greatest sacrifice. Worship is costly. If it didn't cost you anything, it's not real worship. If it didn't cost you anything, it doesn't mean anything to him. She broke the fragrance that could have been worth 300 denarii, and she poured it out on Jesus. The people, they took their clothes off. They might not have another cloak to put on. They might not have another shirt to put on, but they took it off and they threw it down at his feet because they said, doing this for you is worth more than what this can gain me. What is it that we're holding on to in this world that is keeping us from breaking our box and getting as close as we can to him? What is it that is keeping us bound up that we need to loose and throw off? Because if it's over our head, it's under his feet this morning.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you a palm branch breaker this morning? Are you willing to say, God, I want to do something for you that's going to cost me something. It's going to cost me something. I know he freely gave his life. Pastor talked last week about being redemption. It was free for us, but it was a big price that he paid. And he didn't ask me to pay anything back. But when I worship him, in spite of how I feel, that's costly. when I worship him and the bills are due and I don't know where it's coming from, that's costly. When I still say thank you, Jesus, as they might be repossessing the car out of the driveway, that's costly because he's more important than the things of this world. He's done more for me than anyone in this world has, and he's given me a reason to live. He's given me a reason to breathe. He has given me the very breath that is in my body. How often do we pour it all out and acknowledge his majesty, his sovereignty, his power, and his might? She did something that we have lost sight of as the church. When she got in his presence, she reverenced who he was. When's the last time we got reverent in the presence of Jesus and acknowledged that you're God, you're the King, you have all authority, you have all power, you are God and God alone, besides you there is none. You are the Alpha and the Omega, you're the beginning and the end, you're the bright and the morning star, you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's just a few things of who you are. When's the last time we poured it all out at his feet and said, you're worthy, God? The thing that fascinates me is they don't know what's getting ready to happen. They don't know that he's getting ready to go to a cross. He's getting ready to die. He's getting ready to be buried and resurrected in 3 days. We have the whole Bible. We get to know everything that's happened. And still we don't pour it out when we should. Still we don't reverence him when we should. Still we don't give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that he's worthy of. And we know. We've been saved by his grace. He's already shed his blood for us. He already gave his life for us. And still, when's the last time we poured it all out? When's the last time we said, this is yours, God. I'm laying it at your feet. And it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a burden. It wasn't an issue. When the last time we laid something at his feet, a real worship, a real praise, a real adoration that would be pleasing to him. I know this isn't a very Sunday before Easter message. But I don't know about you. When the King's in the room, I want him to have my very best. I'm going to break my box. I'm going to roll out the red carpet for him. Because when he comes in, I want everybody to know that's the King. That's the King of kings. That's the Lord of lords. There's an old song, and it just says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. If you know, and I know, and we know, that he paid it all for you and for me, giving him our very best should be easy. Giving him our very best should be top priority.
Yes, thank you.
But you know the good thing about God is? He loves us so much that even when he doesn't get our very best, it don't make him love me any less. Even when he doesn't get my best worship, the best version of me, the best of me, he still loves me. He still loves you. The Bible says that what can separate us from the love of Christ? Not height. Not debt, not trouble, not things to come. The Apostle Paul lists all these things. It's a love so deep that he took my sin, my shame, my punishment, your sin, your shame, your punishment. So I think I should be able to break my box every now and then and let him know just how much I really love him. That I should be able to throw down my trophies, that I should be able to throw down the things that I think are important and realize that He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of all my worship. He's worthy of all my praise. He's worthy of my very best. He alone is worthy. You know, sometimes we get in flesh sometimes. And we think, man, they should be singing louder while we're doing worship. Or when we're preaching, man, they should have gave me about 12 more amens than they gave me. I'll be honest with you. It's frustrating sometimes. But you know what? I don't need you to break your box for me. I don't need you to roll out the red carpet for me. Because I'm not Him. And I didn't do for you what He did for you. He's worthy of your very best. He's worthy of all that you can give. He's worthy because He paid it all. He paid it all. And when He paid it all, it wasn't like a loan where He sent you something in the mail and said, I'm going to give you 30 years at a 2.7% fixed rate to pay it back. He said, it's paid in full. You don't owe me anything. All you have to do is acknowledge me. All you have to do is love me. All you have to do is ask me to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. And I'll be that. But He's worthy of more than me just asking Him to come into my heart. He's worthy of my best praise. He's worthy of my best sacrifice. He's worthy of that so much more. I'll say this and then I'll end it here. When the people, if you go in one version, I believe it's in Luke or John's version of the triumphal entry. When the people were praising, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Pharisees say, you better make them stop. And Jesus said, I tell you this, if these stop worshiping and stop praising, then the rocks will cry out in their place. I don't know about you, but as long as I have breath in my lungs, as long as I have a voice, as long as I have the ability, I'm not going to let no rock take my place. I'm not going to let somebody else break my box for me. And I'm not going to roll the red carpet out for anybody else. But I'm going to praise God. I'm going to give Him my very best. I'm going to give Him what He is worthy of. I'm going to give Him something that cost me something because He paid it all. And He's worthy of me to lay it all out. Not to just come down, well, Jesus, and then wait 5 days, well, Jesus. No, He's worthy for me to lay it all out, lay all my cards on the table, because He can handle it, and He's able, He's well able to provide, He's well able to deliver, He's well able to set free. All He said is pour it all out, and I got you. Will you give Him your very best? Not just what's convenient. Not just what's easy. But will you give Him your very best? Because He's worthy of it. If you're watching this morning, He's not asking for you to give Him a $1 million check. He's not asking for you to go buy Him a Bugatti. He's not asking for you to buy Him a house on the hill. He said, give me your very best of you. Pour yourself out to Him. And I promise you, it won't be in vain. He's a God who loves. He's a God who cares. And He's a God who will sympathize and be empathetic with you. And He's a God that will pick you up in His loving arms and hold you and love you and let you know that He has your back, that He has you in the palm of His hand, and nothing can separate you from His love. But all you have to do is give Him your very best, because He already paid the ultimate price for you and for me. And He's worthy of our very best. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to hearing and seeing your comments. We look forward to hearing from you. Go on our page, The Harvest church.com. We have plenty of links to show our mission work that's going on in Thailand and in Africa. And we do have a donate button if you feel generous to help us bring the gospel out to all the world. You be blessed. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and pour it all out.